We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us this morning with a bonded pair of newshounds. These are adorable.
Two newshounds today. We've got Mocha, who is a 10-year-old puggle, which people are in love with this mix of pug and beagle. Very cute, very unique faces. It's just a wonderful personality. Oliver is a 6-year-old Shih Tzu miniature poodle mix. The first thing we do when the pairs come in, you know, this was a very, very sad surrender. The person who surrendered them, it was just a very sad surrender, and told us these dogs are wonderful with kids. They're great, but they have to stay together. And a lot of people will say that even if they're noticing behavior that may be stressful, maybe one animal is stressing out the other. We see it with cats. Sometimes people assume because they came from the same house, they need to stay together, and sometimes that's not the answer. But, you know, so we'll evaluate separately just to see. It's a tall order sometimes, saying, can you bring two animals home instead of one? Neither Mocha nor Oliver could really survive too long without the other in the room, at least in sight.
Wow.
They were pacing. The evaluations didn't go well. As soon as we brought the two dogs together, life was completely different.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
How we determine. That's one of the, for the short version of one of the ways we determine if a pair is truly bonded or not.
Wow. Well, you know, really when it comes to, you know, maybe taking care of one or two dogs, these two might be just like taking care of one.
Well, they're so small. I mean, together they're 16 pounds. So it's really like having one dog, reported to have very positive interactions with children. So that's good. The only negative thing, and I don't even know if this is considered a negative, they don't like their tails being touched. Now, that's a very common dog sensitivity.
It's funny that they both are like that, though, isn't it?
That's right. Yes, yeah. So maybe, I don't know, maybe Oliver learned from Mocha.
Yeah. Is one kind of the leader of the two? Does one follow, one lead?
We see that so often. Do you remember Storm and Desi,
yes.
The big German Shepherd and the little Pomeranian?
Yes. And the Pomeranian was the leader.
The Pomeranian was the extroverted Storm, the big German Shepherd who could take a person, kind of drew back and she waited till Desi gave the okay. Not in this case. That once they were brought together, they both seemed equally extroverted. Both seemed, again, the reports are that they're wonderful with kids. Now, just think about separating an animal. The stress triggers are monumental once a bonded pair is separated. You could take one of these dogs, if we were to even dream about separating them, despite the reports that they're great with children, who knows what would happen if we separated them and put one in a home without the other. Now it's a very stressful, frustrating environment. Now maybe not so good with children, maybe not so good with people. Maybe the sensitivities would be more than just the tail. So we're very careful to keep them together.
All right. Well, they are just adorable. Their picture at WBEN, just, you know, you just want to scoop them up and take them home.
You could even see, when I say they're each other's shadow, you even see that they're sort of standing in the same position.
They really are.
Looking in the same direction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do everything together.
It's amazing. Check that out. Now, if you were interested in this pair, you should have an appointment, right, with the SPCA?
Yep, we're still doing dog adoption appointments, but and I can't emphasize this enough, especially with the time that we're in, there are cancellations all the time. People are very kind about that. If they have an appointment made and they can't come in, maybe they have fallen ill, maybe something came up, you know, life, they're very good about calling because they recognize the fact that we still want to try to get dogs adopted today, so please call us if you have to cancel, and they do.
That's great, so, which is good then if because you could call today and get an appointment today.
Same day appointments often available. I can't tell you today specifically, but call and find out. That number is 875-7360, extension 207.
All right. Good to know there. The Betty White Challenge, the SPCA participated in that. How was it?
I will start by saying this. Bethany and I were on the phone. We were in two separate locations, and Bethany had alerts set every time a donation came in, it would ding on her computer. We were talking from about 20 to 5 until about 2 minutes after 5, and I kept hearing this dinging, one to a minute, and I said, Bethany, what is that, a bell in the background? What's going on? That was her alert that a donation was coming in. We were receiving more than one donation a minute, at least during that time period. Do you know, the last I checked was end of day Wednesday. We had more than 800 donations totaling more than $25,000.
That's incredible.
And to put it in some kind of perspective, you know, we have a large number of amazing animal welfare groups just in Erie County. People were donating to their favorite, not just the SPCA.
I was going to say, I know 10 Lives Club was part of this.
City there Shelter. Were people were just selecting who they wanted to donate to. Can you imagine, with all of these great organizations just in Erie County combined, how many animals are going to be receiving help in our region, not just from us, but from these other wonderful groups as well? How many animals in our region are going to be receiving help because of this challenge that just started organically?
Right.
From Betty White fans. It wasn't started. It wasn't led by another organization, not American Humane, not the ASPCA. Fans just decided to do this, and look at the help that animals in our region are going to get from all of us, the wonderful organizations in Erie County.
What a groundswell. And if you think about, so you're talking about our region.
Right.
Multiply that around the country. And if she only knew what she was doing.
Bethany said the exact same thing yesterday. She said, you know, too bad there wasn't a way, and maybe there will be a way of, maybe there will be some national survey that goes out saying, how much did you get? Who knows? Maybe something will be in the works to try to get those numbers and find out nationally how many animals will be helped because of this.
It would be great to see. Yeah. Just to, you know. Yeah. And it's just too bad that Betty White doesn't know. But, I mean, her love for animals was so clear, all her life. And then for this to happen, it's a beautiful tribute.
And I think she knows. There's no doubt in my mind. She knows. I think she knows the legacy she's left.
Yeah.
And I have to give a shout out to every single person who donated to this, whether it was to our organization or to one of the other great organizations in Erie County. Thank you so much. There were some $1 donations coming in, $100. Some gave $17 because it was January 17th. Some said because it was Josh Allen's number and he just brought the Bills to victory the weekend prior.
Hey.
We heard all kinds of beautiful reasons. I'm sure the other animal groups did too. So if you donated to one of us, thank you so much.
That is great to hear. Yeah. All right. And good luck today with Mocha and Oliver. These two need to find a great home.
I'll keep you posted.
All right. That's Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Check out the picture of our bounded news hounds at WBEN this morning. And again, if you want to make an appointment, there's a good chance you can get an appointment today. 875-7360, extension 207.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.